I am Diamond Lukies.
And I'm Figgy Feature, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Yes, people, Abstract Essay, another week, another well-criticized.
Another masterpiece.
Yes, another masterpiece of Mr. Figgy. We're going to scrutinize it, rate it, and, well, a lot more. So, Mr. Figgy, before we go on, we want to thank you, our listeners from... can I share this first, Mr. Vicky? Remove your share, and then I will share this chart table. Thank you. Where, Mr. Vicky? In Poland.
Oh, number 138. Very nice.
Yes, very nice, people. And
number 137 in Greece. Poland is winning. Or no, Greece is winning, actually.
Thank you so much, Poland and Greece, for supporting this podcast. Because Mr. Vicky and I are dedicated to do this every week and week. And as we said, we're going to bring you different art of Mr. Vicky every week. So, Mr. Vicky, what can you describe your painting today? What is the title?
Today it is called Changing Seasons.
Changing painting. Season. Yes, we're changing. In reality, people, we are changing season in North America.
Yeah, finally from rain, sad rain / winter to springtime.
It's springtime, yes.
Allergy season.
Allergy season. You know, people in North America, because of the spring, flowers are blooming and the pollination or whatever plants are producing, people here are having allergy because of those pollen. Mm-hmm. Pollen from the trees, pollen from the flowers, and a lot more. Oh, so Mr. Vicky, before we deal or indulge with your art, we want to thank you, Player FM, for being the number. Wait, I'm gonna share this one. Number, where are we? Best Abstract Podcast. Oh, Best Abstract Podcast. We want to share this. And I don't know where number we are. So, what number we are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6. Oh.
Wow.
Not bad for a long, long time that we don't do our abstract essay. We are number 6 on the Best Abstract Podcast. Thank you so much, Player FM. And I hope next month, we're number 2. Number 2.
Big dream.
Big dream. Dream big, as they said, right, Mr. Vicky?
Dream big.
Yes.
And then fall harder.
Yes. And to all the Islam religion, Ramadan Kareem, as they said, Ramadan Kareem. I usually live in Middle East, so I know the custom and tradition of Islam people or the Muslim people. So, Ramadan Kareem. So, Mr. Vicky, let's scrutinize your art for today.
Yes.
Changing season. Yes. Why do you call this changing season?
It's a springtime piece. I took inspiration from last year or from last week because I really liked drawing the grass and I had lots of fun doing it, so I wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the same thing, but this time it's not a fantasy piece. It's not any dangers, no magic this time. It's just a pure spring piece.
Spring peace, people. Do you know people in spring in North America? So beautiful because this time of the year, flowers are blooming, and especially dandelion. Oh, dandelions are everywhere.
Yeah, this painting isn't safe for people with allergy. Lots of dandelion and yes. Lots of pollen everywhere.
Yes, if you observe all my spring flowers, I have a collection of dandelion, because here in British Columbia they are everywhere when springtime. They're so beautiful, but sad to say for the allergy people. So, Mr. Vicky, how would you relate this to your life? A springtime piece of yours?
For me, I love spring. I think it's the best season because it's not hot, it's not freezing. And in Canada, just that's what you want. You want to be like normal temperature all the time. So spring is very good. And I like, I have lots of memories blowing the dandelion into the wind. All like the little white flower yes. things.
There yeah, are, so it's, yeah. There are times too that, I think 3 to 4 days that dandelion spar around our surroundings, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like a haze or clouds all over our surroundings, because this is the time they reproduce.
Yeah, we need that's the worst day for me.
Yeah, the worst.
The worst day for me because I'm allergic.
Are you allergic? Oh, said
to, I'm allergic to pollen. Pollen? Grass pollen, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But when you were in Indonesia, you're not allergic to everything, right? Only in Canada.
I mean, over there, you can't smell it. You smell gas.
Here in Canada, the pollen. You're allergic to pollen. But people here in North America, especially in Canada, we have a fresh, fresh, fresh air. Sad to say that when it's spring, when the flowers or the pollen of the trees is spreading out, it causes allergy for people living in Canada. I don't know what happened, mm-hmm. but probably it's the defense mechanism of plants and animals that stay away from us.
Yeah. Get away from us, human, yeah.
We want to reproduce, to stay away from us. Like that. Yeah.
They're not strong enough over Indonesia. they're not fighting back. They give up.
What is your motivation to do this art?
I just really wanted to draw grass, and I wanted an excuse to do it because it's just really fun. I had lots of fun painting this. I just love doing the little details of like all the ivy, all these flowers in here, all the little textures, because I have so much grass texture brushes now that I want to use. So I just had really lots of fun doing it. And it's just I took inspiration from like a Pinterest post of someone wearing like a kimono. And that's sort of why she's wearing like a long dress, which I wouldn't normally do. And it's fun. I just had fun doing this. This is a fun piece for me.
Yes, definitely. If you rate this, Mr. Vicky, 1 to 10, where is it? Changing season.
In terms of ability, I think it's like 9, just because it's a nice looking piece, I think.
Yes, it's something favorite, else,
but it's very fresh. It's very fresh.
Yes, fresh from the farm. Fresh from the farm. Yes,
from the farm. Yeah.
I like the way you do the sky, the blue sky. How did you do that?
I always have it so it's it goes from very blue at the bottom into like a very light blue, like sky blue, to a white color at the top. Because you got to have a transitional, because of the atmosphere, it discolors the sky. So you show that in that way. Then having the sort of minimal mountains in the background just shows a bit of depth in the painting also.
Yes, certainly. But before people, before we go on, we are promoting of Mr. Fiki book, Art of Fruit Skew. Can you share to us the screen, Mr. Fiki? Your book, soon to be available on paperback and hardcover. How did you crafted the Art of Fruit Skew? Volume 1, beginning. Can you tell us?
This is my art book, The Art of Fruit Skew. This is a collection of pieces from the many years I've done digital art. There's it says 108 pages. I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
Yes. But,
yeah, if you like my art, it's a collection of stuff that's on my Instagram and also not on my Instagram. It's a lot of my favorite pieces, and I provide little descriptions and details and what I did to achieve them. And if you like that, it's on Kindle and then soon to be paperback and hardcover, as we said.
Yes, people, hardcover and paperback soon. I'm gonna publish it today, so please do support Mr. Fiki, because if you support him, more volumes to come, until 100 volumes, people. Art of Fruit Skew Volume 2, probably. What will be the next, Mr. Fiki? Volume 2.
Volume 2, the middle.
Beginning, middle, and the end. So Volume 3.
Only three volumes.
Beginning, middle, volume 2, and 3 in the end.
And after 4, the 4 is rebirth.
Oh, yes. See, Mr. Fiki is thinking. Good job.
Lots of ways to continue.
Good job, yes. So, Mr. Fiki, if Mr. Fiki have a book too, I want to promote my book too. So, Mr. Fiki, I want you to please do grab a copy of my top novels or top books. Ooh. My top titles for this month, Echoes of the Unseen, Journey to the Hidden Realms. And of course, I don't believe that my Spring Flowers Volume 85 is on my top titles. And of course, The Last Ember of Eldoria and Shadow of the Silent City. So please do grab a copy, people, or download EPUB. And sooner or later, I'm gonna do the audiobook, people. So please do tune in for all those audiobooks. But please do support my latest audiobooks. They are one of the bestsellers in Audible. Book 101 Review Volume 3, Suggestions. Book 101 Review Volume 2, Selected. And of course, my climate change book, Earth Fever, Unraveling Climate and Our Restored Balance. And Book 101 Review Volume 1, highly recommended. My volumes for Book 101 Review is all about my 100 episodes for first season of Book 101 Review, and plus my 2 self-help books, Threads of Existence, Weaving the Tapestry of Life, and Life is Too Short, A Journey of Discovery, Fulfillment, and Joy. So please do download, people, because one of the bestsellers on Audible. So, and enjoy. So, Mr. Fiki, let's continue to talk about one of your best art, Changing Season.
Changing Season.
Yes. How many days you crafted this masterpiece?
I can't find it.
Changing Season.
Okay. Put this back here. Ask me the question again.
Yes. How did you go? How many days or month you crafted this masterpiece?
So this was actually only 5 hours. I did it I did the entire day.
You said, oh, we have a podcast on Tuesday. I was going to do
something with the like armor, but it was taking a lot of time. I couldn't get it to work, so I wanted to do something I felt confident in doing. So I felt confident in doing this piece, and compared to the last time, it took a lot faster. My last week's piece, because I knew how to use all the brushes and stuff, and how to make grass look like grass this time. Yeah. So my workflow sped up by 2,000%.
But you did a great job, Mr. Vicky. Even you did this for only 5 hours, something to be proud of. So why is the girl is kneeling? What represent?
It's just like the childlike wonder of like going out to the field and sort of experiencing the seasons, going to throw leaves in the air just because you want to. And it's just like a very innocent piece. It's a
celebration.
Yeah, just a celebration of spring.
Yes. In celebration of spring and the love for dandelions.
Or the hatred.
Hatred of dandelions because of allergy. So, Mr. Fiki, if you want to go back and revise the art of yours or changing season, which part of this art would you like to revise?
I'm pretty satisfied with it. In the future, maybe I'll do something even more detailed in the background, because I think this is good background, but I feel like I can always go higher, you know? So looked forward to that, because I want to keep getting better and better at doing backgrounds and characters and stuff.
Yes, you're getting better and better.
Comparing I really enjoyed
2 years ago, this piece is really excellent. So, Mr. Fiki,
I'm getting more consistent, yeah.
Yes. And as we go through by week and by your week, your painting is getting better and better, because the more you do it, the more you're getting better. So, Mr. Fiki, how would you react to a criticism of your work?
I do that every week.
Yes.
Some criticisms are valid sometimes they're not, but it's just how people view the piece, and it's okay with them to have their opinion. As long as you have your own opinion and believe in your own work in some degree, then you can take the helpful parts of the criticism and put it towards. And
yes. Do you think criticism make you better? Or best, if it's valid. Yes. So, people, you are most welcome to criticize Mr. Fiki's art. Because the more you criticize it, the more Mr. Fiki getting better, like Leonardo da Vinci. The modern Leonardo da Vinci. That'd be awesome. So, Mr. Fiki, $1 million piece. See you next week, people. Another art of Mr. Fiki. And thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Yes, people, let's support Mr. Fiki also for the book and the artwork, because more volumes to come. And please do listen to my other podcast, Food 101, our fourth season with Chef Alessandro, one of the best executive chefs in one of 5-star restaurants in downtown Toronto. So please do listen to our latest episode. We talk about one of the famous sauce in Italian cuisine, pesto sauce. So please do listen. Food 101, and our books are out too. Food 101, Volume 1, Basics until 13 is only the books that you need. How to create a delicious food. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide.